When we see the words, blessed is he or blessed is the man, we know something good is coming. And it is coming today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Great to have you with us once again here at the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I want to pause and always give a special thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words, and you will hear from Jay later on in our broadcast. We have some good things ahead for you that you can use in between our broadcast, and we are delighted that you have chosen to listen to us today. Now, from time to time, I will bring this up that if you are a new listener to the International Gospel Hour broadcast, I'd like for you to know we have a number of options for your listening pleasure and Bible study. Now, you are currently listening to our weekly 30-minute program, and we are thankful for you tuning in and for the station to which you are listening. As I always say at the end of the broadcast, friends, keep listening right here on this station or platform of your choice for International Gospel Hour. Now, we also have our daily 15-minute broadcast available 5 days a week on many of these stations. And occasionally, you may hear our shorter segments, Are You Listening?, 60 Seconds for the Savior, and A Couple of Minutes for Christ. We also have a weekly television broadcast via our YouTube channel, which is located at International Gospel Hour, and on a number of over-the-air television markets as well. You can find our programming options at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. Scroll down just a bit, you'll see all of our programs, even our Hispanic podcast, Cristianos Feliz, with our friend and brother, Marlon Ratana of SpanishBibleSchool.org. How thankful we are for every opportunity to speak the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4 and verse 11, as well as to declare the whole counsel of God as instructed in Acts 20 and verse 27. Thank you for joining us, and stay right here where you listen to the International Gospel Hour. Because, friends, yes, something good is here. Listen. Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. What a great text of promise and assurance. The words forgiven and covered. The phrases no iniquity and no deceit. Wonderful. Praise God. The one that rejects, even revolts against God, can be forgiven. And when forgiven, one walks in the light, and one's confessed sin continues to be covered. The Lord cannot impute or compute, add up what he has forgiven and forgotten. Punishment will not come upon his obedient children. The faithful child of God continues to grow by not returning to a life of deceit or rebellion, and grows each day in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Thus, friends, one is blessed due to the forgiving grace of our Lord upon obedience to him. One need not walk in sin nor live apart from our Lord due to his almighty love and grace. Consider how blessed man is and ask yourself, what possibly could be greater to keep you from God's forgiveness and mercy? And that is our study in a moment. But first, I'm going to defer to our Jay Webb, who has an awesome freebie from right here at International Gospel Hour.
Courtesy of our friends at apologeticspress.org, we at International Gospel Hour have a limited supply of Valor and Virtue, a Christian apologetics magazine for teens. It is a great resource for any age, but especially for the challenging teen years. Get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. That's it. Again, that's 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. You can also request it through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Valor in the message box. We will send you a copy while supplies last, so get yours quickly.
Well, what a great freebie, friends. And remember, everything we offer here from International Gospel Hour is absolutely free. And we're honored to share with you that awesome copy of Valor and Virtue. Also, we want you to know you can access their material at apologeticspress.org and see all of their copies of Valor and Virtue. Let's talk about forgiveness. What a blessing. Let's begin with our text in Psalm 32, 1 and 2. What a blessing. Transgression is forgiven. Transgression in the Hebrew word written here in Psalms is a word that means to break away from just authority, or to trespass or apostatize, to quarrel, to offend, to rebel, revolt, transgress. Friends, none of those words are pleasant. Quite simply, it's a breaking away from authority. Has nothing to do with God, as in this text. In other words, we transgress against God, have nothing to do with Him, and live any way that we wish. You see, when we think about that word transgression in 1 John 3 and verse 4, we are taught that sin is a transgression of the law. It's also called lawlessness, which means there's less law of God in our lives. None to make any difference. When we think about forgiveness is a pardon from transgression, think of what is forgiven and how one is also restored. When I think of Hebrews 8 and verse 12 that speaks of the sins and iniquities God would remember no more, the promise of the new covenant and fulfilling the prophecy of that from Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. Are we not blessed today to walk under a Father God, that when He forgives, indeed, He forgets? I think about Saul and the life that he lived. When we go back in Acts, the 7th chapter, and I'm referring to Saul in the New Testament, not King Saul, but in Acts chapter 7, here he was participating in the stoning, the killing, the murdering of Stephen as he watched the coats of those that inflicted the death. And then how he approved of his death, how he put men and women into prison who followed after Jesus Christ in Acts the 8th chapter. In Acts the 9th chapter, we find that he was approached on the road to Damascus by Jesus himself, who told him, "You cannot kick against the goads," or "You cannot resist against me." He had Saul go into the city and to be told what to do by one named Ananias. We read that in Acts 9, and also Paul tells the account once again in Acts 22. Listen to what happened to Saul, or now Paul, in Acts 22 in verse 16, when Ananias told him, "Saul, why do you tarry? Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash your sins away, calling on the name of the Lord." Don't you know how Saul thrilled to hear those words and was baptized, and his transgressions, his sins, were forgiven? If one like Saul can be forgiven, anyone can be forgiven. I love to embrace the words of Micah, the prophet, in Micah 7, verses 18 and 19, when he said, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." Oh, friends, what a great blessing and to see how he could pass over the transgression, that horrible word. You see, a person that has not lived according to God's word, one who would rebel against it, to revolt, to transgress, well, please know it is a blessing that one like that can be forgiven. Here's another blessing of forgiveness. We stay in the text to where we read, sin is covered. Well, that's self-explanatory. When transgression is forgiven, friends, and one's sin is covered, one is continually forgiven if one remains obedient unto God. Like Saul, who was baptized, well, friends, when we're baptized, based upon our faith that Jesus commands us to have in John 8:24, faith that is pleasing to God, 11 and verse 6, we repent and change our direction, just like those on the day of Pentecost who were convicted for murdering the Christ. And, as we also note, the command of Jesus to preach repentance, Luke 24:44-47. When one repents and confesses their faith in Christ, one is then baptized into Christ, like we mentioned of Saul moments ago. And then, friends, we are raised to walk in newness of life. That's Romans 6:4-6. So as we're raised to walk in newness of life, listen to 1 John 1:7-10 of the Christian. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now, friends, this is a text that is written to Christians, those already saved who are in fellowship with John, the Father, and the Son, Christ Jesus, going back to verse 3. Those that were in fellowship already and practicing the truth, as we note from 1 John 1:6. You know, when we talk about sin that is covered, there is a wrong way to cover sins. When man tries to cover up his sins, he will fail every time. He cannot cover as God covers. Think about Adam in Genesis 3:12. Why, he turned around and blamed the woman and even told God about the woman that God had given him. She, the woman you gave me, she gave unto me and I did eat. Well, that was a wrong way to cover sins, friends. What about Achan in Joshua chapter 7? Here is Achan who tried to hide, as it's called, the accursed thing that he had stolen and caused a great battle for God and his people at the city of Ai. And then Achan hid it, and when it was exposed, he lost his life. Think about David, who tried to push his sins off. His sin with Bathsheba, and when she was with child. Then he tried to push it off on Uriah, trying to get Uriah to be home when Uriah saw the need of war and what he was to do. So then he pushed Uriah, if you will, in the forefront of the battle. We read all of this in 2 Samuel chapter 11. He tried to pass off his sin, but in chapter 12, did not Naaman the prophet confront him of that? Sometimes we think the passing of time will cover sin. But friends, 2 Corinthians 5:10 tells us that we will give an account of the sins in our lives and how we have lived. How beautiful that the Lord, yes, the Lord will cover sins, meaning he can't see it. We can't see them, and neither can he. Again, what is hindering us that is greater? Greater than God's forgiveness and mercy? Something that we would walk around with our sins when God has promised to cover our sins if we will but be obedient unto him? Friends, let's continue thinking about forgiveness, what a blessing, in a moment. We're going to return to Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, but first, I want to pause again. We shared with you some free material from our friends at Apologetics Press. Now, I mentioned earlier about our YouTube channel. Here is our J-Web to let you know how you can tune in to International Gospel Hour.
You can now not only hear the International Gospel Hour, but you can also see the International Gospel Hour on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and subscribe to the channel. Then click on the bell and you'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It is free. Subscribe to YouTube today. It's the number one streaming service for television, and the International Gospel Hour channel is there.
What a blessing concerning forgiveness. How about iniquity that is not imputed? Now, the word impute could also be called compute. Notice that the man is blessed whom the Lord will not compute iniquity or add up or calculate iniquity. Iniquity is also defined as punishment. So God will not compute punishment upon the man who is forgiven and covered. What a beautiful thought. Again, listen to our lesson text of Psalm 32, 1 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Isn't it beautiful every time we read it and hear it? When we think about how God will not compute or add, I think of 2 Corinthians 5:19. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. What a beautiful picture. You see, iniquity is no longer calculated for the one who is forgiven. Man has a better direction with blessed assurance. We need not allow our lives to hinder us and to make the wrong choices. And think about it. How can God calculate or add something that he has forgiven, or in other words, it's not there? What's the old saying, friends? Zero plus zero is still zero. What a blessing of forgiveness. Iniquity that is not added up, nor imputeth, same thing. To God be the glory. Now, let's pick up with another blessing concerning forgiveness. No deceit in man's spirit. Well, when you look at it, that is so true. Or it's like the words of the late Paul Harvey, who was well known, a trailblazer in radio whenever he would talk about the rest of the story. Well, when we come to this part of verse 2, let's grasp the rest of the story. You see, the spirit of man simply means one's life or the breath of man. There is no guile in his spirit. Other words for deceit here would be treachery or guile, false or idle, slackness, slothful. These words are not part of the blessed man's life. These are things that are laid aside. Listen to 1 Peter 2, 1 through 3. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all, watch it now, deceit, there it is, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And you know, friends, the Lord is gracious. Now, think about it this way with this verse. Blessed is the man who is forgiven, whose sin is covered, and whose sin cannot be computed or added up because there is nothing more to add. And now this man's life has no deceit. He has a good life, a life that has changed totally. What a blessing in forgiveness. You know, as I'm thinking about this as well, we are reminded in Matthew 15 of the things that enter into the body, as Jesus said, is cast out into the draught. But things that enter into the heart come forth from the heart. So here is a man that is putting the right things in his heart. His transgression, his life of offensive or being offensive or to rebel against God, he has been forgiven. So he's not thinking of the evil that he can do. His sin is covered, so he doesn't have to see it. The Lord cannot add something in which he is forgiven, and now this man has a greater walk in life. and in whose spirit there is no deceit. There's nothing of a treacherous nature, nothing false about him, for he has obeyed the truth. Dear friends, what a beautiful thought. I talked moments ago about Saul and his conversion, and I cannot help but to think of individuals who believe in Jesus Christ, and they believe in him because God sent his only begotten Son that we may believe in him, John 3:16. We believe the words of Jesus teaching repentance, which gives hope to the individual who says, "I'm afraid God cannot forgive me." Well, friend, if God, who is the creator of the world, if God, who resurrected his Son from the dead and is on his right hand, and if God can cause a worldwide flood, God has the power easily to forgive your sin if you come to him with a repentant heart and confessing that faith. And then, friends, baptism. Yes, as it washed the sins of Paul away, it will wash your sins away. It will place you in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:27, thus in his church, which is his body, Ephesians 1:22 and 23, and into the church of which they were added in Acts 2 and verse 47. And then, as we mentioned moments ago, you have a new walk, to walk in the light as he is in the light. And what a beautiful thought, because that's where we find forgiveness as we confess our sins to our Lord as Christians. Yes, friends, we all fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. How blessed we are for the grace of God that's in our lives, that teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust that we may live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, Titus 2 and verse 12. Friends, in our studies, we always bring forth things that may prompt you to think further on these matters. We encourage people to simply study the Bible itself. We try to help with a variety of tools that are non-denominational, that are thorough in accordance with the Word of God. I want to bring back our J-Webb one last time and let him tell you about an online study of the Bible. Then I will come back and share with you another study option. Here is our J-Webb.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Now, friends, I mentioned, or rather Jay mentioned, our online study, but I also want you to know about our Bible study course available by mail. Many of you probably have engaged in that study, and we want to help you every way possible. We use local churches of Christ to help us with this, so if you receive something from them of a study, they don't want to check in on you, or rather they do, but we respect the wishes of our listeners, and we make certain that churches will provide what you need, and if the door is open that you may reach out to them, we leave that totally to you. But if you would like our home Bible study, all you have to do is call us at 855-444-6988 and leave us your name and address and just say home study. That's all you have to do, and we will send that to you right away. You can also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the contact tab and leave us your name and address, and just type in the message blank, home study, and we'll send it to you. Friends, today on our broadcast, what a joy that you were with us. Not only do we offer our Bible courses online and also by mail, but the free copy of Valor and Virtue through our friends at apologeticspress.org. If you want to hear me and you want to also see me, you have access to our YouTube channel, which is International Gospel Hour. We love to share everything and everything absolutely free here from International Gospel Hour. It is amazing the response that we receive from so many of you. And maybe you don't want anything or need anything, Might I ask you, give us a call at 855-444-6988 and just simply say, hey, I heard your broadcast on, and just tell us where you heard our broadcast. We love to hear from our listeners as well. Friends, let's see one more time how forgiveness is such a blessing. The one that rebels and revolts against God, one involved in transgression, can be forgiven. And when forgiven, one can walk in the light and confess their sin and know their sin is covered. The Lord cannot add up what he has forgiven because there's nothing there to add. And punishment will not come upon his obedient children. And what a joy how the faithful child of God can grow every day by not returning to a life of deceit or rebellion, but grow again in the knowledge of Christ. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. To God be the glory. Friends, I am so delighted you have joined me today for this study, and I hope you'll join me once again as we open up the word of God and study these things pertaining to God, his mercy, his grace, his way, and his will, of which we would encourage you to have a part. Again, if we can be of help to you, our toll-free number is 855-444-6988, and we would love to hear from you. But for now, we'll continue our studies at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. God be with you.